Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Monday. I am feeling amazing today.
Just kidding.
I'm not that bad. If you didn't know, sad day in just in America, I feel. Our friend of the show, one of our only guests that we've had, honestly, and you know, he's been on every single podcast we've done, in every version of the show we've done practically. Bob Saget passed away yesterday, I guess in the early morning hours in Florida, where he was doing a gig on Sunday night in Jacksonville. Staying in Orlando.
Yeah.
And yeah, they haven't said what happened yet. I don't know. I'm just like, does it really matter? Like, I know, I am certain he didn't take his life. I mean, I'm not certain of it, but like,
it wouldn't make sense.
I just, as someone who's thought about doing that stuff, Bob is not someone to me that ever, you know, he loved life, as you can see from his last post on Instagram. But, I don't know what he
was 65. It could be a heart attack. It could be. It's interesting. Like, the older you get, the less you're like, it probably wasn't like an overdose. It might have been like a prescription drug induced, like, maybe a sleep pill with like whatever.
Like, it's so funny how I'm just keep, you know, refreshing to see if there's been like toxicology reports, and then I just keep picturing him like getting like autopsy. Like, it's just like all so fucking grim.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's such a bummer. Thank you so much to all of the besties that flooded my inbox on Instagram with just the kindest messages. And you know, I struggle with being sad about people's deaths that, you know, aren't my best friends or aren't family members.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just feel like there's other people that should be sadder. So why do I get to be sad? And but a lot of people wrote to me and were like, allow yourself to be sad. We know you struggle with that. And, you know, just people saying that they were sorry for my loss made me feel like I was justified in like crying and being sad about it, because people wrote me that even before they saw my posts or whatever. So it was just really nice. You know what's funny though? When a famous person dies and you're friends with a famous person who dies, you find out sometimes in a flippant way. And this has happened to me before when I was the person that broke the news flippantly to someone about their friend. I remember when Burt Reynolds died, I was at a shoot for Dancing with the Stars. And nice try, Andrew.
What?
He tried to act like he was shocked Burt died.
I took improv classes at Burt Reynolds Museum in Palm Beach. and an old lady felt my dick. Anyways,
is that true?
Yeah.
What?
Burt
Reynolds had a theater?
He has his own museum, and it's all Burt Reynolds memorabilia.
An improv class there, but not in method or something, right?
No, it wasn't the mustache method, but it was the method was, it was my first ever improv class. It's all old. It was literally 8 people that I think were dead as well in the class. And you know when the lady has to do your arms for you?
Yes.
Where you sit like this and it's like, I'm perturbed. And she started unbuckling my belt and my like pants, and everyone's like, oh, you can't call out an old woman for sexual
assault.
It's like the
Seinfeld thing of like, they can steal, they're old.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even see it coming.
You literally did it because, well, maybe, yeah, like you couldn't control it because you were choosing to do it. It's like, stop hitting yourself. She was your arm. So why? Yeah. You were the
and
one
then
that
I was like,
being indecent.
Comedy's for me, you know, after that.
That's when you knew.
I still remember how much anxiety I had going into that class, being like, I hope I can fucking figure it out and like understand it.
And it was just it was a extracurricular for a retirement community nearby.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you somehow stumbled upon the pamphlet.
Yeah, they would be like, oh, Bob Saget's so young. That's how they would be in that class. Anyways, I'm sorry. So Burt Reynolds, you tell someone Burt Reynolds died.
Yeah, I mean, it came up on my phone. I'm like, you guys, Burt Reynolds died. And there's a bunch of people in this hallway. And this one guy was like, oh my God. And he was like, friends with him. You know, and it was just like, I just said it like, yeah, breaking news, Burt Reynolds died. And so last night I was sitting on my couch, just like watching Curb. And, you know, you got to find out some way. People are always like, this is how I find out. It's like, how are you supposed to find out?
I found out through you. You texted me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you misspelled died, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, let me see.
Dyed his hair.
What did you write? It was made me kind of, where is it? wait, where did you write it? I could have, oh yeah. Bob Saget diff.
Diff? D-I-E-F? Oh, he died.
Did you know? Like, were you able to tell
no,
what that
No, I got
meant?
The breaking news from Nikki.
But did you know from that text?
Yeah, like, did the text tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't
Yeah.
You were watching Kamikaze, so diff could mean something else.
Yeah, yeah, diff.
Which is a very interesting
He does a cameo.
Joke for
yeah,
us.
Kamikaze is
I did watch, like, 5 episodes last
I
night.
Only watched 2, so don't ruin it for me. Jesus Christ, you blow past me on things. I recommend a show. I should recommend it as I'm approaching the last 10 minutes of season 8, and then Andrew can catch up the next morning. That's when I should recommend a show, not 2 episodes in. God.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, sorry, back to death.
It's so
we
good.
We keep going back to death. We're like, anyways, speaking of death, that show was
But my friend Ryan, who works in radio, and I don't know how he found out right away, but then it was like, he was the first one to write it. He wrote it on a group text with me and a bunch of friends. He was like, dude, Bob Saget died? What the fuck? And I'm just like,
yeah.
And I just was like, and then he sent the TMZ thing, and it just is like his face with, when you see a TMZ, like, it's just that, for some reason, keep seeing it over and over from, and then all of a sudden, everyone's texting me. I see it all over, and then I get CNN pops up alert. Like, you know when you get news alerts on your phone, and it's every, I'm on the call crying, and I keep getting CNN, you know, Hollywood Reporter, New York Times, like, Bob Saget, 65, found dead, and it's just like, for some reason, that shit doesn't flood in when your mom dies, you know? Like, you're not constantly
Unless
reading.
Unless your mom is... You know,
Bob
Buddy
Saget
White or Bob Saget. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that makes it a, I'm not trying to be like, it's harder when your friend is famous, but it kind of, it's, and people just kind of, my friend that put it on a group text did not know I was friends with him. He was just like, fuck, Bob Saget, Danny Tanner died, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And I think I would have been just as sad, like, if I didn't know, like, I would have been definitely moved by this if I never knew Bob, because I think that's why he, there was a part of him that was so special to me, because he was, I was a big Full House head back in the day, and like, I don't know, just those, he was just such a caring father on that show, and mm-hmm. just so compassionate, and would sit on the bed with DJ when she was having a hard time, or, you know, when Stephanie would like run away or do something, like DJ smoked cigarettes for the first time. He was always so understanding and like a little stern, but like always gave them a hug, and that music would start playing. And he was just like this really, he's who you would want to comfort you if Bob Saget died. And yeah, it was just, it's just, yeah, it just sucks.
There is something to it too, where it's like, he wrote, like, we always talk about the last post you'll be, like, seen for on Instagram or whatever.
His was, like, the best possible
one. His was, like, a picture of him in front of, like, a audience and being, like, I'm finally figuring out my groove. Thank you so much. Like, so appreciative.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. There's something, there's a level to that of, like, oh, well, at least, like, he was really probably happy, like, I don't know. It's like, it's a weird, it's a
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, would you rather die really sad or die happy? Like, he had so much more life left in him. Or like, oh, he was on his, he was ready to go. You know, like.
It was interesting. I was like, I did giggle a little bit because he's like, I did 2 hours. And I was like, that's what did it. Like, if he just did an hour, yeah. like, why did he have to do 2 hours?
No, you know? No, yeah, he, that is amazing. He did 2 hours. I would have loved to see that show. I hope there's footage of him.
Yeah, I do too.
That comes out. He was such a good comic and so funny. No one made me laugh like him. He just made me cackle in a way. Like, he was just so...
When he came into the radio show that one time when he was, like, so out of... He was, like... He was so zoned out, but he was still so funny and so, so witty and so dark while being so silly.
Yes.
And he's just something that you just... You would expect him to, like, not be so human... And he is, like, yeah. He really is. And I don't know. It's I'm so glad that I got to know him. You
yeah.
know, at all.
I mean, know.
It's weird to say that, you know. I get what you're saying about the death thing, though. Like, mm-hmm. to go back to that, about being like, I'm not. It's like when my friend Kevin Barnett died, passed mm-hmm. away. And everyone's like doing like these huge posts, and it's like, was I close enough? Was he close to everyone?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, it's like, that shit doesn't. That's just like,
yeah,
like that's
and both of them were close. Like, you know, like that's Bob was that type of person that everyone that
felt
like,
close to.
You
yeah.
read everyone's posts, and everyone felt the same way I felt of like he. There's no one that's, you know, you can tell, no one ever says bad things about people when they die, but like, you can just tell that Bob really was a really nice person, as nice as he, as you would like have wanted him to be. And he was just, yeah, he was just really, you know, it's so selfish to say this, but my feeling right away was like, there's one less person on the planet who like loves me, you know, like as dumb as that is. Like, because I really felt like he really loved me and, like, understood me. And, like, even though we weren't, like, talking every day and we've only been friends for a few years, I just felt like there's so few people in the world, and not so few, but that come along and just, like, get it. Mm-hmm. And you just trust their opinion of you, and you're like, oh, he cares about me, and so I should care about myself, kind of thing. And like, I really just felt like he loved me, and so that being said, like, there's one less person on the earth who loves me, and there's one less person on the earth that I love. You know, like, it feels good to love someone that much, and
mm-hmm.
and like, I really did love him, and he was completely separate from, you know, Danny Tanner to me, which I grew up like thinking. I mean. He was such a part of my childhood on that show. Like, I never, and, you know, Funniest Home Videos, like, I never thought I could separate the two, but he was just like a kind man. The last time I saw him was in October when we were in Milwaukee He was doing a show there, and I went to go hang out with him after we were doing a show, and then he was also there that night, and we went and met up and had dinner with his in-laws. And I brought a meal with me. I brought my cousin, Bob, who was from Milwaukee. And he was just so kind to my friends and my friends of the friends, and had us all sit at this table. And he was eating so much fried food. And so I was just like, there's a part of me that was just like, this guy's diet isn't the best. He was giving me shit for not eating fried food, and like, but he was showing us clips. He was so proud of being on The Masked Singer, and he was playing all these videos of him on The Masked Singer and like hitting these notes. And it was really cute, like how happy he was to show us the stuff. And he was talking about like Rodney Dangerfield's death and how he was still like very affected by it. Like he, you know, he befriended older comedians when he was a young comic and became very close to them. And so it just kind of felt like it was, he was kind of like my Rodney in a way. And like, obviously I don't think we were as close, but as him and Rodney, but I think I learned a lot about just being silly and like, and just saying whatever you want and just like being able to laugh at things that don't hit and weird. Like he was just said weird things sometimes. And I think that's why he made me laugh so much, but also just being full of love and being like appreciative of other comics and just the community you get to be in and being able, like he really did love making people laugh, which I sometimes say that comedians don't love that. And they're just doing it to feel better about themselves, but I think Bob really did love making people laugh, and he was working on a new special. And I'm thinking about his three daughters and his wife Kelly, and you know, just everyone who loved him, and all the fans. Like I feel like this is a big Hollywood death that everyone's shocked by and really saddened by. And so death is fucking hell. Dude, it's just, this reminds me of like how much I'm going to have to deal with this in my life, as he's my first friend to die, you know, that not like, you know, of, I don't know. It's just going to keep happening.
Like, dating a younger woman like I am.
Yeah.
And she, even before Bob Saget died, who's a comedian that died, who I'm still 24 years younger than, but she constantly gets like, you can't die. Yeah. Don't die. I was like, I wasn't even thinking about dying today.
You're like, I usually am, so thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually, like, you make me feel young usually. Mm-hmm. But she keeps getting really sad thinking about my impending death, and I'm just like...
Oh, boy. Yeah, I...
It's funny. It's really funny, but it's also
sad.
It is sad. So then, like, when we found out the news, she's like, you can't die too.
Bob could have had at least 20 more years of life, of being sharp. And I mean, I don't, you know, tall men do not last that long, I have to say.
I know.
It makes me scared, but tall guys do not. There's like some kind of study that tall men die sooner.
Yeah, they hit their heads.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm hmm.
There's a tall guy. It is funny you say that. Like really tall. There's a guy whose son who played in the NBA. His son is named David Lee, and he played for the Gators, but he's from Missouri around here. And his father hits golf balls where I hit golf balls. And he comes in and he at one point he's probably 6'9".
Whoa.
So now he's like 6'6", but he's a 6'6", very old man.
Wow.
And he comes in and he has two like canes to walk, and he hits balls, and he can barely hit them.
49?
Yeah, he's 49 and a half. Yeah. No, but he's probably like, I would guess he's 70, maybe.
That's young. I know, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Tall people live to like
their 80s. It just makes me think, though, like a tall, tall man. That's the only tall man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That age. My grandpa was actually tall. My grandpa Marvin was like 6'4".
Okay.
But when he died, he was like, you know, 5'11", they shrink, but
yeah, that's true. My dad's a tall guy, but it just makes you think about I know all the people that texted me about this. I'm gonna either they're gonna be at my funeral or I'm gonna be at theirs. Like, I have to go through this so many more times.
I know.
I said the same thing to Mike Birbiglia. I was just like, because we were texting, and you know, I was just like, please don't die. Like, I can't handle, like, I don't want any more of my comic friends to die. My friend, a friend of mine, I don't want to say who, but because I think he's keeping it private, was, had a near-death experience and was terribly injured in a thing. And, like, that made me think about, like, he could have, it's just, I don't know. I know that so many of our listeners, like, have been through death before and have grieved before because it's such a part of life. But, man, it's...
I know. I was like talking. I was talking to my mom right before I found out, and then I had like dark thoughts. Like, who would have thought that Bob Saget would have died before my mom? And like, and then like,
the same thing.
I know. Well, a lot of people did. everyone that met her. No, but like, I was like, I talked to my mom, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, because we got an art piece from her.
Yeah.
And we were like. Because she actually had a for a short time, a business called Rooms by Robin, which was an interior design. She has an amazing eye. She really does. And we were wondering where to put the picture, and we thought including her would be nice. And then we're like, what should go back here? And she's like, well, just when I die, like, you could just have one of my big, like, don't buy anything because you could just, and I'm just like, Mom, you can't just. God.
She's like, when's your lease up?
Yeah, she's like, she's like, you know, in 2 weeks you could just grab my shit out of my room. Aww. And I'm just like, Mom, you can't
talk like that.
Talk like that, dude. And
it's
just
probably
like,
helping her cope with it.
I know,
making it more pedestrian and like regular, like just.
I guess, yeah, I or maybe she's just honestly ready, and it just that sounds even like worse. But then it's like also honest, like every day, like I don't know. Sometimes I just think about it. Like how much she has to struggle.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, it's just fucked up. It's just, but like, yeah. And so I don't know. I was like, is Dan getting this, you know, piece? Like, no, I was like thinking about which art piece would
work. I say
that
to my parents. Whenever my dad is by, like, is like, Jules, we should get this thing. It's some like fucking little canoe, like, like a little Indian, you know, Native American canoe thing that he's going to put like on display. And I go, some knickknack piece of shit. And I'll go, Dad, I one time we were in a gift shop and I go, hey, Lauren, do you want this or do you or do I want it? Because we're the next time we see this thing, we're going to be holding it and say, do you want it or should we trash it? What should we do with it? Dad, don't bring this into our life. We are in mourning when you're going through death. We do not want to decide who's going to get this knickknack piece of shit that we watched you buy and brought nothing to your life between now and then.
It's like heavy, but it's small.
Oh, and we like
it's like a paperweight.
And we
it's
saw
like,
him
I can't
buy
even...
it, so we're like, oh, it's sentimental because we were there, but also like we don't want it, and we're just gonna keep it in our basement until our kids have to go through it and decide if they want it.
There's certain things that you can't like throw in the trash for some like a paperweight for cent like certain things like just don't make sense in the
they
trash.
Don't
can.
Make sense in the trash. A trophy.
Because the person that's throwing away is going to judge you for getting rid of a parent heirloom that should have never been
no
bought.
No one wants a like a weird triangular award for a cable award from 1986 at Goodwill. No one wants it.
No.
Just get rid of it for me before I have to deal with it.
Thank God he has a lot of cool jackets. That will make up for it.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, let's get to break because we're going to come back and do the news.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
All right, we're back. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Bob Saget died. Okay, that was a bad joke. Okay, I hope everyone's having all the swells out there. The joke that I think he would have probably hated.
No, he would have loved it.
No, I know. I just think people always say that though. Like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, he would have loved that. Like, joke.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, like, to go. Actually, that you know, that's a joke that Bob would have hated.
Well, it's Monday, folks. You know what that means? Bob Saget died.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. He would have hated that.
I
one
did
too.
Make. I was crying last night on the phone with Chris, and
yeah,
and I was like, I'm reading the thing, and I'm like, he died in an Orlando hotel room. They yeah. found him at 4 p.m., and I was like, he died in an Orlando hotel room? This is so fucking sad. And it was like, they found him at 4 p.m. at the Ritz-Carlton. I go, I'm honestly really happy it was a Ritz.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it made me yeah, really happy. Yeah. I was like, good job, Bob, because I could see myself even at Bob's status staying at, like, the Hyatt Place.
Yes, yeah.
God, well, damn it. I need, when I go to Florida or any depressing city, I need to stay at a nice hotel, hey, because God forbid I die in a place on the road. By the way, Florida's fine.
No, like, I know. It's
but,
fine.
Like, dying on the road in Florida in a hotel room yeah. is
in Orlando,
that,
in, like, a theme
it's
park
a
hotel.
Big possibility for most comedians. That's yeah. a big state that has a lot of gigs. You gotta stay somewhere nice every time just in case you die.
Yeah, Florida Ritz is a New York like Hilton. Like,
oh my God, I don't want that people to cover up my body with like rough towels. You know, like when they come in and get me. Fuck.
Oh. I wonder if they keep those sheets and just clean them, or they just get rid of them.
No, they probably got rid of those sheets. Or
maybe they sell the room for more. Who knows?
Mm.
An Uber driver who got a hotel room for a teen passenger after being stuck on I-95 for more than 5 hours gets offered a new job for his superb customer service.
Oh, is he an Uber black driver now?
Yes. Uber X. After picking the teen up at a train station at 2 a.m., they got stuck on I-95. She's telling me she's okay, but I could hear her on the phone talking to family and friends, and I can hear that she's just exhausted, emotional, and just tired. Devontae Williams said he didn't have any blankets in the car, and he was concerned about his gas getting low from running the car to use the heat. He eventually was able to follow a work truck and some other cars and turn around on I-95 and head back to D.C. Williams didn't want to leave the passenger at the train station by herself, so he convinced her parents to let him get her a hotel room with his own money.
That's so nice.
He offered to drive her home.
Well, was it a Ritz?
The tab kept running. $16,000 he made. He's up $15,940. Uber is reimbursing Williams for the cost of hotel room, the ride,
the least they can.
And fired him. He was offered a part-time job as a lead driver at Alto, an upscale rideshare company. I love that.
Oh, like, yeah. Alto is the new one that everyone's telling me to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in L.A. recently. And my hair girl was like, you got to get Alto. And then I pulled it up and the ride was like much more expensive than Uber. And I always tip Uber drivers like 100%, especially when the ride is $7.99 across town. I'm like, what the fuck? But it was just, yeah. But apparently Alto, they're like, they pay their drivers better and they screen them. So you're not going to get like a murderer.
It is funny though. Like when a company's like, ooh, we could swoop in and get headlines by hiring him.
Yeah. I'm talking, I just did an ad for Alto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they did this.
Yes.
they did the right thing. Yeah. They're not stupid. Companies are so smart.
Are we?
Yeah, I feel a little bit dumb. A little bit dumber right now.
Anything else you want to say about Alto?
I am reading this book called The Psychology of Influence. Well, let me just see what it's called. I'm obsessed.
Oh.
Oh my God. It is. I went and downloaded every book that's like this book because I just loved it. It's called, God, I'm starting to read books again. I'm super into it, guys. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Mm. Oh shit.
You learn have
so many
too.
Things. It's so good. No, I think I may have recommended to you years ago. It's because I saw it on my phone. I was like, I definitely finished this book, but I guess I hadn't, and I finished it. There's so many tricks to get people to like you more or to like to do the
like
things
Dale
you want.
Dale Carnegie kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, but like more for business and just to persuade you to do things. And it's so many tricks of like how just all the things we do to – if there's a plate of cookies and there's two cookies on the plate – mm-hmm. And I say to you, here's some cookies. And you have, there's a
Let's
plate
do
of
it.
10 cookies.
Let's do it. Okay.
There's a plate of 10 cookies. Mm. No, there's no thing to do here. And I give you, and I go, here, have a cookie. You'll eat the cookie and whatever. Okay. Then I bring in a plate of two cookies. And I'm like, oh, here's two cookies. You want one? And then you take one. But if I bring in a plate of two cookies and I say, now, you're going to like the two cookie, even though the cookie's the same. You're going to like the one from the two cookie better than the 10 because there's less.
Supply demand. Yeah.
That's why, you know, businesses say we have a limited stock because people will just think they like it more and want it more if there's less. But if I come in and say, here's two cookies and you eat one of the cookies and then I bring another plate and I go, these are only two cookies left. There used to be 10. People just got the last 8. You will like those cookies more than the two cookies that don't have the 8 that are missing. You want things that other people have. So it's if you start paying attention to it, it happens everywhere. Honestly, everything. Marketers use this all limited time. Backed by popular demand for a limited time. Kylie Cosmetics. They have enough money to make as many lip kits as she would ever want. And there's always like going soon, limited stock, and it sells out right away. And it's just like make more, but it's because you convince yourself that they taste better.
I saw something.
Lip kits taste better.
Yeah, lip kits are delicious, especially when there's only two left out of 3 million.
Yeah.
And Dale Carnegie, he said learn names. Like that's like a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I saw something where like you, I forget who the person was, but. That when you see that person, you think nice and generous and like and smart. And it was some kind of interview, and he's like, "Oh, Dave, how?" And he like made
George Clooney.
Probably something like that. Yeah. Like, where like, oh, Noah, how are you? Like, they make sure to say your name.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with you. It just has everything to do with doing that they'd have more control and you would like them more because they read this in a book. I don't know. And you can almost.
It works. But you can. You can see it happening, but even if you notice it happening, we're so stupid. The reason we have these things is like these things used to help us survive. So we have shortcuts of like, okay, if there's not that many berries on that tree, I better get them because they're, you know, I'm starved to death. So all of these things are in our brain so that we don't have to spend energy going like, but there's two. Does that mean like we just have all these shortcuts subconsciously and advertisers take advantage of these shortcuts and they're frying them out and they're backfiring on us so often that the shortcuts are not working as well. And so we can't trust it anymore.
This sale will only last 3 weeks.
Even though that sale will always be there. My favorite little thing that I've said a lot of times is that if I ask you to pass me something that I could grab too, you will like me more because you will go, well, she could get it herself, but I'm going to do it for her.
Because I like her?
Because I like her. Because I wouldn't just do that because I'm a little bitch. So then, I do it because I like her. And then you end up liking me more.
If I go, no, I don't want to do it because I see through what you're doing, then what happens?
It's honestly, most people don't do that because it's more effort.
But would you like me more because I stood up to you?
She'd like you less. Yeah, I don't know what that would be.
It's never happened.
Well, I feel like only a sociopath would use these tactics. So I would like you the same because sociopaths don't like anything and they have no feelings one way or the other. Next story.
All right. Man goes to test drive car, ends up naked, now faces charges, police say. The 42-year-old man went to a business to get his vehicle appraised and test drive a new one. Authorities say during the interaction, he went to his vehicle and came back inside the business completely naked.
What?
Yes.
Why would he do that? Did he have reason?
He wanted to get his dick appraised? I don't know.
I feel like whenever people are just getting randomly naked, it's PCP. They've been smoking some kind of drug. A lot of times people on Reddit always say that when they did coke, they would want to strip off their clothes too.
Oh, interesting.
Hypothermia. If you die of hypothermia, a lot of times people are found in the snow with no clothes on. And a lot of times people think, oh, this person was sexually assaulted or something happened. But generally, when you start freezing to death, your brain gets, for some reason, thinks it's overheated and you strip off all your clothes. Mm. It's the most ironic thing, but most of the time people are found naked when they die in the snow and they're died of cold. They get overheated right before they die.
Can I tell you something that I just learned about that, actually? Like a trick if you have hyperthermia and you're like freezing to death.
What?
The warmest place to put your hands to start warming up is your crotch.
Yep.
I have my hands in my crotch right now.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
I do this all the time. I remember in fourth grade, Travis Young was like, what are you doing? And I was cold at this play we went to go see, and he was like, are you feeling yourself? And I was so horrified, but I always used to do this and put them inside my crotch. I was fisting myself, but he didn't know it was for my warmth.
Yeah, it's a survival technique.
Yeah. I when I was anorexic, I used to get a hot tea. I was going to school in Denver. I was freezing my ass off all the time, and I would get a hot tea. Did I say this on the show?
No.
And I told this story recently. And I would, my legs were so skinny. My thigh gap, I just had bones. There was no muscle. So my thigh gap, I had a thigh gap, even if I crossed my legs like this, there would still be a huge gap there. And so I would put the cup here, and it was like a paper cup too. And I would go, this is a plastic one so it can hold. And I would put it like this, and I would wrap my legs around it, and it would heat my entire body. And I would, that's the only reason I got tea, and I would just like hold it during class like this because it was like a heater. It's a really good way. If you're anorexic out there, because otherwise you can't fit a fucking cup
or sit through psychology class.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that Oh my God. How did you figure it? Is that through trial and error? Like, how does that even
Well, you just naturally, I think, as a human, like, go to the warmest spot. And that's, I think.
No, I'm talking about the tea. Like, you just did it one day and you're like, oh, this will work. Like, it's always interesting when, like, stuff like that happens.
Well, I always I always get hot tea or something to warm up and I just hold it.
Yeah.
I think that was always a thing that I did. Like, oh, it just makes sense. Like, a hot thing. And then I would go to class and, like, just holding a hot coffee can make you feel better. Drinking a sip of hot water can, like, heat your body. Cold water can cool your body. And so I just think
I mean, guys play with their own balls all the time. I mean,
to warm up.
There'll be four guys. If we're wearing shorts, if you look over, like, three of us have our hands in our pants on our nuts.
Yeah.
And I guess it is because it's warmer.
Sometimes I'm in
They're
bed
fun to play
and
with.
I'll, like, itch my nose and I'm like, it smells like pussy. And I'm like, oh, I was, like, just playing with my vagina. Not in a sexual way. I was just, like, down there, like, rooting around.
It's like Al Bundy, remember?
Yeah, you come home, you put your hand
in. I never got to watch that show. My parents forbid me.
Really?
To. Yeah, for some reason they were like, those people are disgusting.
They remind me a lot of your parents.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I would maybe turn into a Kelly. Was her name Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly Kapowski. No, not Kapowski.
Was her name Kelly, though?
Yeah, maybe. It was, what's her name? The blonde?
Yeah.
Christina Applegate.
Yes, yeah. Applegate. I love Christina Applegate. Where is she now?
I think she got breast cancer. Yeah, I think she's fine now.
She had like a mastectomy, maybe.
Yeah.
I like that. That's where we go to. Like, what's her career up to? Oh, she got her tits cut off.
Yeah.
Like, that's right. It's like, what? Like, she had that show. She had a big show again.
Yeah. She had that. The one where they were. Actually, it was very reminiscent of the show I was writing with Diablo Cody and Lizzie Cooperman. We pitched this show with Bill Lawrence, and then we ended up not doing it because of that show she did with what's her name from Freaks and Geeks, because
it was so similar.
Because they're like hit women, right?
I feel hit like, men? Yeah, something I don't like know, that. I never saw it, but talking about shows, you recommended that Kamikaze, and
it's that on show, HBO Max, and it's a Swedish or Finnish Danish show or something like that.
Danish, I believe. Is it? Do they put English words in their mouth, or is that they're actually speaking English? I know that sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy because were you on TikTok when you were watching
I was on freaking... I watched...
Did you see their mouths move in the shape of the words that they were speaking? They were speaking English.
CGI, baby.
You're kidding.
No, but I really did think they dubbed it. And I was
Andrew,
like,
a dub will be... The mouths will look different.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure.
So, yes, they were speaking English at times during the show because...
But it is a Dutch show.
Right, but she speaks English to the pool guy because he's from Finland. And so they speak a different language. And so it's easier for them all to just speak English. Sometimes they go in between...
Wait, no, they speak... The show that I watch, they speak English the whole time.
The whole time?
Yes.
No.
I swear.
You had it overdubbed. The whole time.
That's funny. Where you get confused because sometimes they are speaking English and most of the time they're speaking Dutch.
The one that I
get the fuck out, Andrew.
You can watch.
Pull it up on your phone.
No, it's on. We got to go downstairs on my TV. 9 floors down.
That's weird. No, it's definitely.
But it's so good. So you've been just doing the subtitles.
Yeah, but then there's times where they speak English.
No, this whole time they speak English.
No, they don't.
In mine.
I know, but they're not. It's overdubbed.
So I'm not crazy then.
No, you're not.
But the English did match up.
So sometimes
with the
it does
Dutch.
Match.
But Dutch is like a.
Because it's fa. Well, how do you know that then?
What do you mean?
How do you know she says fa?
Because they say fa.
In English they say fa.
No, in English.
Or in the show, in the overdub, they don't say father.
Yeah, anyways, the show is like one of those shows where like, oh, like, this is a way for like someone, like, I feel like shows nowadays, it's not like about like rich, other than Succession and stuff, like, it's like a rich girl's plight, but she had so much bad shit happen to her that she could get away with playing a victim. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, but like her being rich definitely plays into it. But it's just because people can still be rich and you can feel sorry for them.
I know. I just don't feel like those kind of shows really come out anymore.
Oh, interesting.
That I've seen. I don't know.
It's really good. I don't want to. The thing is, we can't talk about it.
I know. Yeah.
Any of it. I hated. Don't read about it, you guys. Just watch it, because everything I pulled up to read about it, they ruin it in the headline. So just go watch it. I got turned on to it because Anya said she reminds me of you the way she talks about killing herself. I was like, oh my God. Like, and the truth is, when I'm watching the show, so it's a girl that is suicidal.
She kind of looks like you. She's blonde, blue eyes.
She does look like me in a little bit. And if you watch enough episodes, I start like acting like her, just like, the thing is, when you're not depressed, you cannot relate to people who talk that way. Like, I'm not depressed, even though I was watching it. No, I was watching it pre-Saget news. And even in that show, she talks about, like, I'm going back in my life before I got the news. So she becomes suicidal after something terrible in her life happens. And that's the thing we don't want to ruin for you. But she, I'm watching it, and she's so depressed, and she keeps saying these, like, you know, her friend asked her to go horseback riding. And she's like, if I go, is there a chance that the horse might fall and I'd fall off and I'd snap my neck and die? And the girl goes, no, it's really safe. And she goes, then I don't want to go. And she like, and I've said shit like that before too, when I'm really depressed. Like, but when I was watching that, I was just like, girl, don't kill you. Like, what are you have so much to live for? Like, I couldn't relate at all. It just kind of shows you, even that though you've had that thing,
that you
can't, when you're not in it, you can't relate. So much, if I can't relate to that as someone who's experienced that, people that haven't experienced those thoughts cannot fucking grasp it at all.
Yeah.
And it was just very interesting, and it made me feel good that I don't, when Anya said that she reminded me of me, and I was like, how? What the fuck? This girl's so dark. And I was like, no, actually, wait, she's right. I have felt that way
before. Maybe because she had a small part in her high school play.
Oh my God. This girl has one scene in her high school play. That is so funny.
Dude. That is only good for me and you, but I'll take it.
No, that was so good. Fuck.
Fuck.
Check out Kamikaze HBO Max and let us know if you hear English, if you like it. You'll really like it, guys. All right, let's take a break and come back with Why Do I Care?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Why do I care?
I don't know anymore.
Why do I care?
The Golden Globes 2022 winners were announced live from Twitter.
It's so funny that the Golden Globes used to be a thing, and now they're announced on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And like, press they're releases. Over, you guys. Like, no one cares anymore.
Well, is it because of COVID? Is that what's going on?
Remember it was on Zoom?
It's not even because of COVID?
Keep reading. Well, they'll claim it is.
Keep reading.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, keep reading.
The title. It's right in there.
Oh. Live from Twitter and press release blast, despite a scandal regarding its lack of diversity.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Jason Sudeikis wore a hoodie, mm-hmm. a tie-dye hoodie on his couch
yes.
during it?
I guess that was the they knew it was going to be the end.
4 years ago that I did something for E! For the Golden Globes, and it was like this big star-studded event. Millions of dollars poured into this thing, and now it's just a Twitter announcement. It's so funny.
I mean,
I love it. As someone who wants to win a Golden Globe, I've said this before, that's something that would maybe happen to me. I love that it could happen over Twitter instead of this stupid event that everyone dresses up for and kisses each other's asses and acts like it's a big deal. The best thing about the Golden Globes was that celebrities got drunk. It was a little bit looser. And Ricky Gervais
yes.
hosting it. Once you got rid of him doing the monologue and just destroying everyone and everyone being like offended by it, then or, you know, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, that was the best part of the Golden Globes.
There is something like about him being so like roasty and stuff. If I had like a speech where it was like climate change is happening and Black Lives Matter, like I would feel like such a like I couldn't do it and like talk with like a straight face knowing that like how fake all of this is at the time of like, oh, here I am talking about real issues and how we have to come together and stuff, you know?
Well, I'm so confused. You went from Ricky Gervais to that?
My point being is like, you know how like a lot of these Oscar speeches are like over the top of yes. like,
save yeah, I mean, it's Woody Harrelson's character in Curb.
Yes, yes.
Where he's talking about like a dairy and he's like, I don't want to use creamer in my coffee.
So something along those lines of like.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix does vegan rants for all of his wins. We love him. He's a vegan king.
Yeah, yeah, he's a vegan king. And then you have someone like Ricky Gervais where a roast will just, it cuts through all the lies.
Yes.
So then like the idea of like going up after that would give me so much panic to follow something like that.
Or just
with,
being
like,
sincere and thanking your agents and mom. Yeah, sincere at all.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, just being sincere.
Well, you wouldn't have to be. You're a comedian. So you would be able to be kind of funny. But yeah. Like my favorite thing was Julia Louis-Dreyfus at the Emmys. When Tony Hale, who played her like little, you know, bag man, comes up and stands behind her during her speech. And I watched it the other night. I watch it all the time because it's so funny if you love Veep. And so she wins the award for best actress in a comedy. And she waits for Tony Hale, who's in the audience, to come up. And he plays his character on the show. Behind her, he's holding her purse. And he's whispering in her ear to remind her of people to thank. And she starts thanking everyone from the show, and she doesn't thank Tony Hale, which is just so classic of how it was just such a good moment. So the winners were announced. Who the fuck cares? I mean, honestly, what is there anyone that
pick
would
one? What do you want to know?
Best comedy.
Best comedy. Andrew Garfield in Tick Tick Boom. No. Best actor in a musical or comedy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they
see, I can't even
blend the two categories.
Ted Lasso won. Jason Sudeikis won.
Okay.
Succession won a lot.
Okay. What show won for best comedy?
Hacks won.
Hacks. Oh, good. Did what's her name win for Hacks? Either yes. Jean Smart or the young girl, Hannah Einbinder?
I'm looking. She did, Noah?
I think Jean Smart won like a bunch of awards. Hold on.
What about best movie? I haven't seen any fucking movies. I saw Ghostbusters, that's it. And then I saw Up in the Air. You saw Up in the Air.
The Power of the Dog won best drama.
Okay. I've heard that that's great.
West Side Story apparently is back.
Ooh, I want to see that so bad.
I want to be in America.
America.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I mean, I could do this all day. I know that musical front back because I auditioned for it and didn't get in.
Oh, man.
I learned the whole damn thing because I loved it.
King Richard actually was really good with Will Smith.
Have we talked about Don't Look Up? No. That's the one with the...
Serena sisters.
The Serena sisters. Fucking Poor Venus. That movie should be called Poor Venus.
Oh, Poor Venus.
No, I didn't see King Richard, so it's good. It looks.
I really enjoyed it.
Good, okay.
And I didn't think it was going to be that great, but it was great.
Don't Look Up is great.
It is.
I loved it. Noah, did you see Don't Look Up?
No, I feel like I don't know any of the movies that were on the nomination
list.
You
will love Don't Look Up is so great. It's
what is it about?
You know, Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio and...
I saw one TikTok
it's so funny.
Of a guy like talking shit about it, and it made me like question like my own like thoughts and be like, yeah, maybe he's right. Maybe
it wasn't that good of writing. Depends on who you see it with or what kind of exposure you get to criticism. What did they say?
It's not even that good of satire, and the writing is subpar. And I'm just like, yeah, maybe
I loved it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's silly. And it knows it's not like the smartest.
But the thing is, it's talking about everything that's right. It's Idiocracy meets Armageddon.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what if Armageddon happened during Idiocracy, but actually we're living in Idiocracy, and it's like, it's kind of... shows what we're living in right now with like it's a comment on Trumpism.
Yes.
It's a comment on everything.
It's a comment on COVID.
Pop culture. It's a comment on COVID. It's a comment on climate change. Like it's so, and it's funny and it's fun. And
yeah.
It's great acting. Yeah. And Jonah Hill is hilarious.
So funny.
He does this poignant speech. So there's like a comet headed towards Earth and it's going to destroy Earth. Spoiler. And Jonah is, you know, they're launching some attack on the comet and they're just like, you know, saying prayers beforehand. And Jonah's just like this, you know, kind of like, what's his name? Trump, one of the Trump kids.
Yeah, like Trump Jr.
Yeah, he's like one of the Trump Jr.'s that's just an idiot and his mom is president. And he does this sincere prayer to just like, I just want to like say a prayer for stuff.
Yeah,
for stuff. Like for all the things we own and like the products and like the clothes and the furniture. Like we're going to lose all of that too. And I just want to say like, I just am thinking about all our stuff. And it was just, that was my favorite part because.
And then they leave his ass.
I think about stuff all the time. You know, like every time I buy something, I'm like, this is going to outlive me and just be here after me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fucking give it to Goodwill if I live longer than you.
Oh my God. All right, well, I guess we're done with the news. Do you want to play top one, bottom one?
Let's do it.
It's time for top one, bottom one, our Monday segment. Today's top one, bottom one is going to be apps. Not appetizers.
But not social media apps, right?
Not social media apps. Okay. Apps on your phone that are not social media. So that discounts TikTok. It discounts Instagram. It discounts YouTube even. Because, listen, we would all pick one of those as our fave. So we'll start with bottom because we always do. Andrew, do you want to lead us in a prayer?
I do. dear Jew God.
Let's say apps that you use. Because like let's apps on your phone that you have used in the past month.
I don't know. There's some apps that are like sneaky apps.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like you don't even think of them as apps. Like the Apple Podcast app. Like how good it is.
Oh,
and you
it's
don't even
crap. By the way,
Crapple.
The Apple Podcast app is notoriously terrible, and they force you to like rate it sometimes, so it has decent rating. But
yeah.
I'm on the podcast subreddit, and people talking trash about the Apple Podcast app constantly. And I use it because I just haven't downloaded another one.
Well, Spotify, you could pretty much do everything that you do on Apple, but
I don't want to combine my music and my podcast. I want to keep them separated.
Hey, all right. But even Spotify, you don't really think of it as an app, but it is an app.
No, of course I think of it as an app. It's a little square on my phone that I got to click on, dude. Like, yeah, it's an app.
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, so what's my what? Bottom one?
Least favorite app.
Okay, my least favorite app is, oh, let me see. I'm looking through these.
You have to use it.
My least favorite app that I use a lot.
And maybe it's just like the way it runs, the way it, like, it's just organized.
Yes.
There's certain things about it that bug you.
Oh, Spirit. Fuck you.
Is that because of just Spirit Airlines?
Pretty much. But yeah, just Spirit. Just the whole, my whole, I haven't even gotten into it. The whole, like, upcharge bullshit.
Yeah, and then, if you buy a Spirit ticket, add $200 to it.
At least.
Yeah, dude.
Just to have fucking running water on the plane. It was insanity. And their fucking app doesn't work as well. And, like, you can't get your seat. It's just a fucking shit show. And then you get there. That's a whole other thing of getting there, and they let you tag your bag, but then you have to wait in line. There was a line in Fort Lauderdale Airport that was, I'm not kidding, like 700 people we had to wait.
Oh, my God.
We got there two hours beforehand.
Thank
we
God barely, you did.
Yeah, anyways. But, yeah, Spirit.
And you barely made it with 2 hours before?
Yeah.
No way.
Swear.
Oh, my God.
So just Spirit Airlines, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
In general.
Yeah.
And your app is not terrible, but you suck.
All right, Noah, do you have a least favorite app? Least favorite app is hard because it's like you don't use it if it's least favorite.
Yeah,
right. It's tough. But we had to use it in the last month or so.
Yeah,
right?
In the last month.
So I think under that condition, I'll choose the IKEA app.
Oh, interesting. Whoa. I don't even know that. I mean, I've assumed there's one, but why?
So at first I thought it was going to be a great thing because I can see what's in the IKEA that's like 2 hours away from me. So I wouldn't have to like drive there, but it's just like very hard to navigate. I can't find like how like on the website they have all the products and you could just look for the thing that you need or like the room that you need. You just kind of have to like search and it's all just weird names. And then
it is weird names. So you like, how are you supposed to search for things?
They're dubbed.
You have to just like, you have to know what you want. You can't just like browse really. You have to have like a purpose.
I hate
while you're
a
using
non-browser.
It.
Yeah, I agree.
I need to browse. Like I need to like, you know, swipe up and look at things and see pictures. There's not enough pictures.
Yes.
So, I feel kind of like, why did I download this? Because last time I was there, one of the salespeople said, oh, you should download the app and you could see what we have in stock. And I feel like I fell for it.
Yeah, some of these apps just run so terribly. And I don't, you know, I obviously don't understand any of this stuff. And I'm grateful that we even have them at all. And I could not even begin to understand how difficult these things are to manage and run and make so smooth. But there are some apps that get it right, and then there's some that are just a bitch to use. The Starbucks app is my least favorite because of its efficiency. Every time I open it, first of all, it takes about 45 seconds to load, so I just have the loading screen on and I have to wait. Then I would say once a week it signs me out and then I have to sign back in and then there's an error there's always an error when I first sign back in and then I have to sign in again and then there's not an error, but it's just, you got to start over. It's just so slow there. It's like it's
probably
using dial up.
I wonder if it's cause it's probably one of the most used apps out there.
Well, Instagram's not slow. You know what I mean? Yeah, like every single thing you do takes forever. You know, there's other apps where I can buy things and I purchase things and it isn't running as
sometimes
slow.
The store
is. My life is so hard because my Starbucks app makes me wait 30 more seconds than I want to for my coffee that I'm already, you know, bypassing the line for.
But also the store won't let you order ahead of time sometimes, but I don't know if that has anything to do with the app.
Well, sometimes they just shut down their app, which they should because they're dealing with mobile orders, they're dealing with in-store orders, and And I do appreciate that they let you know if you order something and it's out at the store. And it's, I mean, overall, it's a good app. It's just slow. Let's get to our favorite apps.
All right. This one's not really going to interest either one of you, but there's an app called 18 Birdies. And what it I already saw you yawning before I talked.
I know. It's like my brain knew what was happening.
Yeah, you knew golf was coming. So what's amazing about it is if you're on any course in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the world, but this country at least. Maybe not freaking, you know, Rwanda or something. But like on this country.
Great, great random pick of a country that was on the show that you watched last night.
No, they didn't have to know that.
Spoiler. Keep going.
Or Denmark. So 18 Birdies, you pull it up, any course, you could just go, oh, you plug in the course, and then when you play, for free. Now, you could get an upcharge where it'll give you even more detail, but it will follow you in your cart and tell you exactly how many yards you are away from the pin.
Oh, wow.
So there's these things called pin finders where, you know, you or range finders where you have to look through the thing, but this will give you your yardage. So 18 Birdies for free. Just don't accept, and like they try to upcharge you, you just keep Xing and then you'll get to free, and then you could literally
no one's gonna get this. They already have it if they do. I mean, how long did it take you to get that golf app?
What do you mean?
Like, once you liked golf, didn't you like obviously download 18
birdies? No, I never heard of it until I was playing with a guy and he randomly, I go, how many yards is this? He's like, have you heard of 18 birdies?
Okay, so maybe people don't know. But the way that you were so like, how'd you figure out putting the hot tea between your legs?
Pussy.
It's like,
yeah,
because it's just the thing that you would do to stay warm. You would die so soon.
In what? In apocalypse?
Like, just like when you, Emil and I could not stop laughing the night you told us about almost dying in the car.
Oh my God.
From heat. Like a dog that got left.
I left myself. I don't know how I didn't die that day. That was so hot.
What is the story?
I was so sweating.
Andrew, like...
I took a bunch of painkillers. I was actually doing painkillers with a friend of Ivanka Trump. And,
whoa.
And he... Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I snorted, I think, OxyContin. I don't know if it was OxyContin or not. But mm-hmm. And then I woke up in my car outside a police station where it was like probably, honestly, 140 degrees in there. And your boy was sweaty. And dehydrated, and my windows were tinted, and I hear someone rummaging around my car, and I roll my window down, and it's a cop. And I was like, hey, officer.
But he literally, he would have died in his car of overheating.
Probably if that cop didn't come near my car, yeah, I probably would have died from heat, like a baby or a dog. And, that's how people...
But he had the ability to, like, get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a functioning human. I mean, you were drugged up.
At that
up.
Point, I wasn't functioning. Yeah.
Poor thing.
I turned myself into a fucking schnauzer.
Noah, what's your favorite app?
Okay. My favorite app I found out about several years ago. That's about, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Whoa.
It's called...
What is Several?
Someone else said
you just type in a number and it says nope.
Two people have written in that they get it.
A couple of people have gotten
not several people. Not several. I'll admit it wasn't several. It wasn't an insane amount.
So I think I really love an app called BJJHQ.
Yeah, you do.
And basically, what it is,
blowjobs just haven't quit.
No doubt.
Wait, what is BJJHQ?
Yeah, what is that?
So basically...
Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes, so they have these rolling deals on jiu-jitsu gear, which is generally very expensive.
Oh, whoa, you
and
are
these
right.
deals yeah. are like sometimes half the price, sometimes, I guess, like a little bit more. And you can get like rash guards.
This is the 18 birdies for jiu-jitsu. She doesn't get shit.
I'm
I'm about to get frustrated.
Okay, okay.
I could, yeah. Nikki is like scratching her head, so I can tell she's getting annoyed.
Well, how did you find out about BJJHQ? Like, didn't you, like, when you're into something, don't you search an app for, like, if you have this thing, if they have this thing?
This I found through word of mouth when I was trying to, like, get more geese and stuff like that, because I only had one. And
how many geese do you have, though?
I only have like three that I use, but I want to get more, so I keep checking this app to find like the right one. So that's the app that I'm usually on, and I think it's great.
Do you get alerts from it? Do you get push notifications?
Noah's on BJJ HQ, like people are on Zillow, like looking for a home or like stocks. She's like, "Ooh, there's a gi phone at $44."
Is it all what other jujitsu equipment is there? Like jujitsu is life shirts and like bumper stickers?
Yes, or
jujitsu, I jitsu.
Rash guards, spats, which are the like leggings, shorts, grappling shorts. And like some of the comments on this are so like stupid, you know, because people can comment on the deal or whatever.
That's so dumb.
That's so
it is. Good deal.
Yeah, like
sick deal.
What?
Like here's a stupid comment. With her legs wrapped around me, I could create some splatter on these shorts.
Okay.
Like, you know,
so
just
it's like the model.
Right, exactly.
I thought jiu-jitsu like wasn't like sexual, and like the people in it really respected that it wasn't sexual.
Right, but
I guess there's a couple
people
deviants.
In comments are usually immature, so.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so BJJHQ.
Yeah, get to it, guys.
Get to it. Geese, I will say
there's only three geese left.
Let's see.
Mine is the White Noise app.
Damn trip.
It's you know, airplane travel, white noise. It's what I'm listening to constantly. I have logged how many hours of this sound. It is so insane. It shows you sometimes how many hours you've spent on. Oh yeah, get how many I downloaded. I don't know how long I've had this app.
I mean, you've probably been on it 6,000 hours.
How many days do you think I've spent on this app? Like, with white noise blaring and I've used it, you know?
50 days.
317 days.
Whoa.
14 hours and 19 minutes.
Okay, that actually makes sense because you use it every night you sleep?
Yeah, every single night.
Yeah.
But that just it just shows you how
I don't know why you like that. Babies like that noise too.
Because it just drowns out any sound, and it once you start falling asleep to it, it tells you time for bed. Like you hear that noise, and you're just like, this is the sound that plays when I'm sleeping. And so when I get a call, so it'll be going like this, and I have my phone on silent, so my phone doesn't ring. But if I get a call, suddenly it just goes silent, and it wakes me up to. I wake up to silence because it's. But it.
See, I can only sleep in silence.
It becomes silence because it's white noise. Like there's also you can do cars driving.
I wouldn't like that rain. I like.
You can do
or like a rainforest.
City streets.
No.
A crowded room. Why would you ever want that? Although I will say I used to get
stabbed.
Very
like what are we doing here?
Baby stabbing.
Sounds exactly like a baby just hanging out.
Final thought. I used to really love the sound of my parents having a party when I would go to bed because in like socializing because it would mean people were awake and that I could go to sleep and someone was gonna be there to like fight off intruders and like that it wasn't there was defenses up. Even like the sound of Jay Leno and then the next room, like doing the monologue. Like that sound of like,
white noise.
That would be, I would love a distant Jay Leno 1990s.
Wait, play the white noise again. I think it does sound like Jay Leno.
Wait, what about a Tibetan singing bowl? Do you like that?
No.
Okay, let's do, what about, train ride. You want to go on train ride?
Let's go on a ride. No, I think a New York subway.
Okay, yeah, me too. What about, here's white noise. The one I use is airplane noise, by the way. So this is white noise. I hate that. The other night I was listening to YouTube. There's a YouTube of what people hear when they have tinnitus. You know, some people say tinnitus, but tinnitus.
Okay.
And it sounds like one of them was white noise, and I was like, I could really dig that. But this one was, that's white noise. Terrible.
Do you have rain? I like a light drizzle.
This is orange brown noise.
I'm just getting tortured.
Brown noise is pretty dope. I don't mind it. This is purple noise. Oh, pink noise.
Just needs give rain. Me a he reason. Needs rain.
This is blue noise. Sorry, I'm gonna. Okay, here's rain on a lake.
Too much rain.
Okay. Here's rain on a metal roof.
No, too big of drops.
Okay, here's rain on a tent.
Why? This is
oh, that's nice.
I like that.
Too much rain.
But it reminds me that I have to go hiking.
I like
next
a drizzle.
Day.
What's a?
Oh, what about a babbling brook? This is a girl named Brooke who is comatose.
Wait, I can't hear it. Nah, that sounds like a fucking giant pissing.
Here's a gentle waterfall.
That's not gentle enough.
Ooh, that's kind of like airplane noise.
Nothing's gentle here.
Oh, singing birds. No?
Okay. All of these apps are too...
What about an evening lake?
I could do that, but I'm definitely pissing the bed.
What about a bathroom fan? You're used to that sound.
I fucking hate that sound. It's one of my least favorite
really?
Sounds in the world. I am used to it because I take
What about a box
shit.
Fan? Ooh, no. That is soothing as fuck.
No, it sounds like
Ooh,
a,
I might switch to box
an
fan.
Army airplane.
Okay. What about gray noise?
That doesn't kill me.
Really? Okay, you're a gray
First
man.
Thing.
Amazon jungle.
Can I get a jungle that isn't having a party? I'd like a coffee shop jungle.
Beach waves crashing. I need something consistent. I don't like the inconsistency of the waves. What about a campfire? Oh my God, it feels like my house is on fire.
Yeah, that's too much.
That would be disturbing.
That feels like the tea you used to drink.
Ocean waves crashing.
That's not terrible.
Oh, Florida boy.
I bet
coming home.
But again, all of these apps, do you need something if you could
blowing wind.
I don't know, I see a ghost
wow.
floating
yeah, I did
in my
too.
Room.
What about thunderstorm?
I would like it without the thunder.
Me too. I like that. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, rain on the car roof.
No, that just makes me think I'm homeless.
That's the tent one. Okay, rainstorm.
Again.
The thunder, it bothers me too.
I'm
light rain pouring.
Here we go.
Why are there birds? Why are there birds? Oh, heavy rain pouring. And it's a golf course. It's fine. Extreme rain pouring. This rain is skateboards.
Yeah, an English bulldog
Wait,
would go nuts
one
with that.
Sucks. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, because English bulldogs like skateboards.
They hate skateboards. Oh. Well, some really like them, and they
I
skate.
I always see them on them.
They skate, but then some of them, because they hate them so much, they ride them. I feel like that's my theory.
Oh, to like conquer their fear?
Yeah.
It's exposure therapy?
Yeah, it's exposure therapy.
Okay, boat swing in water is one of the creepiest ones.
All right, this I one might like this one. No. It sounds like a
sounds like a guy that
getting,
hung himself.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Insane.
Water dripping. Who the fuck would like this?
That's fucking water.
This
torture.
Is a Guantanamo
yeah,
app.
Yeah, it's Guantanamo.
Yeah, it's like torture.
Running shower.
Dude, whoever did this is deaf. It's like has bad hearing.
Water sprinkler.
No, it just sounds like I'm getting shot in Vietnam. I got.
Oh, is that a cat?
Noah.
A cat purring?
Yeah. Luigi, do you like that? He doesn't care for it. Crickets chirping. Sounds like your comedy show. Okay, what about frogs at night? That's kind of peaceful.
Sounds like they're fucking.
Air conditioner. This is dope. That makes me feel colder.
It makes me feel like I'm on a plane and the window's open.
Okay, tell me what this one is.
a guy slapping his nuts against a tin can.
Noah, any guesses?
Like a grandfather's clock?
Yes! Oh. Ding, 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 ding,
isn't
ding.
Isn't that the same Whoa. Thing?
Okay, guess what this
That's
one is.
That's how they would tell time back then.
Okay, what about this one? Andrew, this you, right, you will recognize it. This sound.
Is that my mom's breathing machine?
Oh my God.
I know it, Eric. That's a dryer.
Yeah, why would they put something in it with a button?
I don't know.
That's terrible. Okay.
I'm telling you, whoever designed this was like, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, this one's, Noah, what is this one?
Oh, a hair dryer.
Oh.
Yep, boom.
A Dyson?
Okay, what about this one? Andrew, you might know this one too. Once a week.
Toothbrush.
No. Dishwasher rinsing.
Oh.
Andrew, you don't know. You've never known this one.
That's a vacuum.
And now we're back to my old favorite. Oh, the soothing dulcet tones of airplane travel. I can fall asleep right now.
After you go through all those fucking hideous ones, that one sounds decent.
Dude, white noise. It's called the app called White Noise.
No, that's airplane noise.
Airplane noise on the white noise
app.
No,
but I got to tell you, only two of those were good out of fucking 50.
Listen, they're trying. Well, even one is good enough. I spent 317 days on that fucking app.
Well.
What are you looking at your nails for? What's going on?
I grew them out.
Oh, nice.
Can you see?
That's hardly grown
out. No, they're good.
Oh,
here,
wow.
Look. Come here.
You remind me of a... Oh, yeah, I can see the whites.
It's way better.
Yeah. What do you got, cum under there?
Huh?
What makes it white? We got to go. Thank you guys
Filing
so much for listening.
Filing my nails?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Brenna did it. It scares me.
Why?
I don't know. It's my new phobia.
No, it scares you.
I can't handle it. It's like a chalk. It's like.
Oh, it's like the sound bugs.
Yeah.
It doesn't scare you.
I don't know. It hurts too if they get the corner there. But
you
anyways.
Bite them and you bite them till they bled. That doesn't hurt. That should hurt.
That should be an app.
Filing does not hurt.
Have you ever heard this?
Oh, yes, I have. We should do an app of just sounds from the show.
We should do a fucking...
The sound of the toilet flushing
My dad eating.
Don't do this to the people. We gotta go.
Grow.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for all your Bob Saget messages. I love you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be here tomorrow and all week long here in St. Louis on the podcast. Don't be cut. And Jack Skellington. Someone told me to do that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do a different one.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined. And then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.